We're sitting in the OPC, Open WRT, Freifunk and Embedded Corner. Right now we got a new guest, Chris from the OPC project. Welcome.
Hello, hi.
And we were just talking, Mario and me, about meshing and these little devices and the difference between having a standard PC hardware with a command line interface to start programs, and on the other hand to have a very children-oriented interface, which I have to confess I did not get how it works. So maybe some words about that?
Yeah, sure. First off, you can use the console. You can install, it's a Fedora Linux running in the background.
Yeah.
So you can use YUM to install any X-compatible software, whatever you want, or console software, of course. The basic concept about Sugar, this is the...
Sugar is the user interface for the OPC?
This is a kind of modified Matchbox window manager,
yeah,
setting up on an Xorg server. And the concept is you have four screens, basically. The first screen is the network.
He's pressing buttons on the...
It's like F1 to F4. Yeah. Also in the emulator images, you can find them on wiki.laptop.org for VMware and QEMU. And in this network view, all the access points and other XOs will show up. And also the activities you share over the web. The applications for the XO are called activities, just because it sounds nice. But here on the CCC, we have the typical problem that the Wi-Fi is...
There's too much Wi-Fi.
Yeah, too much Wi-Fi, especially in this car.
Especially where all the wireless
and
geeks
all
are
PCs
sitting.
Are also working at the Channel 1, which Freifunk works.
Here, at the Congress.
Here. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot of noise in the frequency spectrum. But still there are some icons I see... 1X, which means that I am self with this device, and three other points. Who are?
These three other points are the networks all XO laptops build up. This is the mesh network 1, 6 and 11,
yeah,
which have like a maximum count of connected users, so it gets not too crowded.
Yeah, yeah.
And over these three more or less internal networks, they connect to each other in the mesh.
And what kind of mesh technology is it? Is it comparable to like OLSR or Batman?
Actually, I cannot answer this question. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay. But in general, mesh means in that manner devices just find each other.
Yes. They can connect to two networks, to the mesh network on the one side and to a Wi-Fi access point on the other side.
And so they are connected to two networks then?
Yes, and they can share one network to the other. So like one XO with a Wi-Fi connection to some access point can share the internet connection to all the other XOs connected over the mesh to this one. So like a village, you have one access point with internet, you can connect the whole village.
Yeah.
How do you get the IP? It's an automatic IP?
Yes, it's automatic IP.
Okay.
IPv6. The mesh network uses IPv6.
Autoconfig or what?
Yes.
Autoconfig?
Yeah.
And do you know anything about like experiences? Like how stable is it? How much does it work?
Yeah, it's quite stable and it works really well if the versions are the same version numbers, the firmware and the OS. Else it's sometimes working, sometimes not. But if they are on the same version numbers and if it's not too much noise around, it works like charm. And the concept is you can also share any activity over the mesh.
What kind of activities are there?
Oh,
what is an activity, so to say, in the old PC concept?
Any application you used to call application,
yeah,
on the XO is called activity.
Ah, that's nice.
So the concept is to say activities in the meaning of what we can do together, like my friend and me are
paint a picture together or paint
exactly
a painting.
Painting. So okay. The activity is called paint,
yeah,
mostly. Or quiz or write or record.
Yeah.
So okay. It focuses on the verbal forms of the words.
So this user interface is going away from common thinking models and computers like folders and directories, from start buttons to press to shut down the systems and all the stupidity things we learned over the last decades.
Yes, I mean, you can shut down the system with clicking.
Yeah, but not with clicking on a start button.
That's right. Most things are done with hovering on the home view.
Yeah.
The home view is when you press F3, then this circle around the icon is the taskbar, more or less, where the applications hook themselves in. And, sorry, what was the question again? Or what?
No, just for describing the...
I see. Yeah, and the thought is that for most people which will use this computer have never used any computer before.
Yeah.
So path names is a very abstract concept. So
a stupid one, I have to agree as well.
Yeah, it helps structuring, but yeah. So the concept is sugar gets rid of it, and you have only like lists. If you plug in an SD card, you can do it on the plug in the SD card.
It's a slot underneath the display, which is turnable, and then you can access the SD slot.
Or if you plug in an USB stick, you will see it appear in the bottom of the journal.
Yeah.
The journal keeps pretty much track of all the things you've done, like all the activities you've used, all the screenshots you've made. You will find it in there, and you can sort it and find it.
So it's mainly a device with a user interface, which gives you... If you are not, as we all are, determined by how to use a computer since ages, a simple jump in and use it.
Yes.
And this has been tested with children or with people who...
Yes, it is tested with children, and there are actually right now a lot of projects and pilot projects going on.
Yeah.
Like in Uruguay, there are the pilots. In Austria, next year will come pilots. In Chile, now deployment.
I think they're all at over 200,000 there.
Yeah, something like this, something between 150 and 250, and I don't know the figure now. But they are like a really, really big partner right now. The basic idea would be that the countries, the governments which sign the contracts, that they plan to supply all the children in the country with the 6.0s.
Yeah.
And this is the basic intention behind the OLPC projects in general. But of course, we accept lower orders as well.
Yeah. Would you say, because we started this talk with just actually another device, the EEE PC? Would you say that the other vendors, like ASUS in this case, and there are several others making devices in the same size, that this is disturbing the aims of the OLPC project? That is. Like making a concurrency where shouldn't be one.
Yeah.
Is this bad or good, or is concurrency always
it's
good?
It's controversial, it's ambivalent, ambitious. It's like, depends on what aspect you focus. On the one side, it's good because they also try to supply cheap working laptops to people which have no access yet.
Yeah.
On the other side, it's the question how do they market this thing? Like, of course, Intel, ASUS, Microsoft, they have a lot of experience in aggressive marketing.
Yeah.
So they just know how to talk to government officials, how to support, I don't know, you know. OLPC is an open source project where it's weak sides and its strengths. And one weak side is that there is not a real marketing department.
Yeah.
So most people are focusing on what they are interested in and what they can contribute. And like it is with open source projects, most of the time, the capitalist aspects are
just ignored as long as possible.
Rather spend too little attention on.
Yeah.
And that's the same with OLPC. Like, we had contracts with Nigeria and Brazil, and they were cancelled because they now take the Classmate PC.
Yeah.
It's an Intel project.
Yes.
I have a question. Can I actually install? Did you try to install the OS, like a Fedora, with this old PC Sugar desktop on another PC? Would be interesting if it's possible to install it on the EEE PC.
This is possible. But you can also simply take Sugar and put it on your Linux distribution.
Okay.
So you have the whole working system on your distribution, but not the power saving features and stuff.
Yeah. I think the obstacles to overcome, probably also in terms of wireless mesh, you can't just take the open mesh thing onto another.
The mesh thing it is like this, as far as I know. The Marvel chips, the Wi-Fi chips, take care of that by themselves.
Okay. So
it's meshing in hardware, as I read about it as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is one of the. It's like a complete open source port. I just want to mention it because I think it's interesting.
It's a so-called open hardware device.
I'm not sure about that. The only things which are not really open is the firmware of the Marvel chips.
Yeah. Proprietary.
And the last circuit schematics, which are made by Quanta.
Okay. Like, and they are not public?
Nah, this is kind of company secret. We at OLPC we drew the basic schematics, but in computer production drugs like this, they have like lot of knowledge, and this is kind of almost an art to make the circuit schematics.
Yeah.
So we provide, okay, this is our idea, and okay, what can you do with it? And that's not released yet, and we don't know, it's a Quanta's property in the end. So these are the only two aspects which are not open source. The rest is pure firmware. We are using open firmware. So everything else is completely open source.
And there's effort put into the last two barriers of proprietarism in that project. You put efforts into to make those things free as well, or is it more like you live for now with the situation because it's the best compromise which was possible?
Yes, you have to make compromises, and these are the two we had to make. Like,
but there's. This is likely to be changed with the next revision, or this is like that's the compromise we're living for a longer time now.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, so that's a too broad question. I'm sorry. Thank you very much for so far, Chris and Mario.
Thank you.
Yes, it was a pleasure for me.
We had you in for the OPC and the EEPC. And yeah, I like the OPC very much, Chris.
And I want to have a last word. It's now getting possible to receive XOs in Europe through a developers program. Like, if you have any ideas, it does not have to be software. If you have any ideas, like maybe art, music, developing, it's possible to get XOs through OLPC Austria. Just have a look at olpcaustria.org or olpc.at, and you will find information there how to apply for an XO.
Great.
And
project.
Yeah, very good project. And yeah. Just the last one for the distribution of that device. I have heard about that you can buy one and get another one for free to the development world, or how is that exactly working? Where to go, where to look?
Yes, that's the Give One Get One program in USA and Canada. The problem is OLPC is not legally allowed to ship them to Europe. It's like the last certifications are coming.
Why?
Yeah, the last certifications for the European Union are coming. They are not, not all certifications are there yet. And a big problem is the warranty.
Yeah.
In the US you have like 30 or 90 day warranty. In Europe I think you have to have 2 years warranty. And of course the logistics. All the logistics of OLPC in Europe is grassroots organizations, people which just spend their spare time on supporting the project whenever they can. So it would need to be built. The logistics infrastructure has to be built, and a lot of time has to be spent.
And a lot of money as well.
And a lot of money, yeah. So maybe it's coming, maybe not. We will for sure not in the first half of 2008.
Okay, thank you. We hope the best for OLPC, even for Europe, and we go to another music for now, and after that Aaron is attending.
Okay, yeah. I think everybody of you knows Bud Spencer and Terence Hill, and
yes.
I have some music from Switzerland, Dub Spencer and Trance Hill. Wait a minute.